Hello, welcome to another episode of Football Total, and I have only Kumar Kanav with me today.
Hello.
Where is Baru?
I think Baru is busy.
He's chosen video over radio.
Ha, loser.
Okay, let's start. Arsenal, West Brom, 2-0. What's going on? Arsenal, not bad.
Good result for the team, especially, you know, playing on a Monday after everyone else has played.
Yes.
And all the other teams have gotten a result.
As Aaron Ramsey very eloquently put that, you know, no one's did us any favours.
I think it's a bit too soon in the season to be, you know, relying on other teams. But yeah, no, good 3 points brings us to the upper half of the table.
Yeah.
Seventh,
I mean,
and very close to the top.
Only 1 point behind
Liverpool and Spurs.
That's not bad. But the biggest point of this game is the penalty for Jay Rodriguez.
I think Robbie Madley has had a shocker there. It's a clear penalty.
Yeah, man. How come? I mean, if he had given that penalty, then I think the match would have ended only 1-1. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, you can. There are infinite multiverses.
Yes, but I didn't understand. Tony Pulis said that Alexis Sanchez is a cheater. He died for the first free kick.
That was a clear free kick. That was Johnny Evans kicking Sanchez. So let's not go by Tony Pulis' comments. But yeah, that should have been a penalty. I don't think anyone can deny that. You know.
And Arsenal got really lucky, you know, because in the first half, West Brom were actually
West
quite
Brom
good.
West Brom were dominant. They had at least 3 clear chances.
Hmm.
So there was the penalty, or, you know, even after Jay Rodriguez got up, he could have scored. Then there was another chance for Rodriguez where Nacho cleared off the line. Brilliant clearance.
Yeah, poor West Brom.
I think Arsenal recovered very well in the second half.
Hmm.
And West Brom did not have a single shot on target, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. You had some fun fact about West Brom getting penalties, right?
Yeah, West Brom has not gotten a penalty. It's been 39 games since West Brom has gotten a penalty in the Premier League. 39
wow.
games.
Wow. Imagine Mourinho did not get a penalty for 39 games.
For 3.9 games, you know. He'll be crying all over the place.
Exactly. That's what managers need to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go in the reverse order today. So then after we talk about Brighton, Newcastle, we cast a spell on Newcastle, said, oh, Champions League, 3 wins in a row, and then Brighton beats them.
This was so-called Super Sunday, only one game on a Sunday, which was... Brighton,
they don't call
Newcastle.
It Super Sunday, right?
They do. This
even for this?
Yeah, even for this, they call it a Super Sunday.
Oh.
I don't know who's done the scheduling for the Premier League this season, but having Chelsea and United play at the same, and City play at the same time.
But actually, that's not weird. What's weird is, you know, Arsenal played on Monday. They have a match on Thursday.
Yes, but I think that is what something you have to get used to.
No, not
when
like,
you're in the Europa League.
You play Thursday, Sunday generally.
And then they're playing Sunday afternoon again.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little later about this. Mourinho had like massive comments on it just now about it. And before that, I mean, what's there to talk? Brighton also have 2 wins now,
yeah,
6
Brighton.
Points.
And, you know, they have... I saw the game, Gross and March are doing really well.
Oh, I thought you saw Gross net. Like, what is going on about Gross and net? Yeah, they're playing actually quite well. They won 2 games at a 2 wins in the other home. But let's talk about the big game, dude. Liverpool and Leicester. Or Leicester and Liverpool.
I think Liverpool have been really lucky to get away with a win here.
Whatever Liverpool does, however they win, it's only defense we talk about.
So you see again, they were 2-0 up. Then they concede a goal.
It's not just concede. I think the way they concede and they just have like Mignolet first of all. It
this
starts
is...
from the back. They're like so bad.
No, but the thing is he's gotten that other keeper in.
Carrius.
But he's not gotten results. So it's choosing one over the
they
other.
They haven't bought any defenders. And not Brendan Rodgers. Wow. Jurgen Klopp in his post-match, he said, I can write a book on defense. What are you guys going on about? I can write a book on defense. If everyone plays to the tune, I will keep improving them. If they stick to the way I want to play or play properly, then we will ensure we play to the death like that. He's been here for 2 years.
Yeah, now, and you know, they get a win only because Vardy misses a penalty.
Which
is a very rare happening, to be honest.
Exactly. But Leicester not really... But
no, they've not picked up this season, I think.
But they've actually played all the big teams, right? Again, they played Arsenal, they played Manchester
Arsenal,
United.
Yeah.
They played Liverpool as well. So, they are like... They've played all the pretty big ones. So, at least they can start picking up points right now. They're in the bottom of the half of the table.
Yeah, they're in the bottom half right now. In fact, they're just above the drop zone. They're 17th right now.
But they played all the big games. And they're not playing too badly as
well. Yeah, they're scoring a lot of goals. It's just that they're conceding a lot more. So
Exactly.
They have to get their defense back in place.
And let's talk about Chelsea. The non-racist chant Chelsea. Woo!
For the first time, Chelsea has been considered the non-racist club.
No, we are not, please.
Chelsea. Just your fans are.
No, how are they racist? We embrace. We've called a role a Makelele role. This is because we embrace diversity. Oh,
Makelele role is like Chelsea's version of I have a black friend. So I can't be racist.
Oh, by the way, someone who listens to the podcast like almost every week, he said, do you guys know of any other player who's like where a role has been defined after him? Like the Makelele role.
But they don't call it the Makelele role anymore.
It was
a thing.
It was.
5 years,
so, like, do you remember anything where something's called like? Like, I can remember Cruyff turn
was there.
Or any impossible free kick was like a Carlos free kick.
Yeah.
But there was no role.
There's no role as such. Yeah, that is a very interesting fact. Yeah, we consider it a fact now.
Yeah.
Because
so
we
there's
can't
only
come
Makelele role, and who created it again? My point goes. It's Chelsea, man. Roman rocks. Alvaro Morata scores 3 goals.
Morata, I think we had this discussion earlier on the podcast also. I think Morata is a pure talent. He's going to do really well.
Yeah.
He has everything. He has the pace. He has the turn. He has, you know,
yeah,
this, the finish.
I don't know what's up with managers these days. They keep saying some random shit. Like Conte said, you know, Morata is a nice guy. Someone you would introduce your daughter to. I don't know. What are they going on
that
about?
That is because he's coming from an experience of Diego Costa.
Aray, but come on. What are you saying? He's soft. He's nice. What?
I would not mind a soft player if he scores a hat-trick every other game.
He's first of all not soft.
Yeah.
What do you mean soft? It's not like he goes does not go in for tackles.
I think in England again, it's, you know, there's a lot of emphasis being laid on,
or
you know,
is it just
tough, strong players.
Is it managers just saying shit? Like, because English is not their first language.
Probably. But then Conte said another thing yesterday. That
what?
He sees himself home and it will happen soon. He said that yesterday. So
wait,
I
read somewhere that he said he misses Italy and he can't wait to go back.
Yeah.
Oh, he misses his... He feels... Okay, I thought he feels Chelsea as his home.
No,
I thought I read it something completely different.
So, you know that whole track record of Conte not staying for more than 3 years at a club.
But he went to manage Italy. He would have stayed back at Juventus.
Yeah.
Having said that, Allegri plays. He's doing much better. But he's with Chelsea, so you can't give him more than like two, three years. If he loses the league right now and then... I don't know what happened. They fired Ancelotti, which is like so random. But what about Stoke? They actually played with only one defender, Bruno Martins. You think that's why it got easy for Chelsea?
Yeah, I mean, Darren Fletcher does not have the legs to cover, you know, to match Morata on pace. And
yeah.
And then they made a couple of silly errors in the defense, you know, giving away the ball cheaply for 2 of the goals.
Jeez, that was so bad. Stoke, but how many points are Stoke at? 5. So
Stoke
they're just above the...
Yeah, they're again 16th.
After beating
but
Arsenal,
I think,
also, they're still only
yeah,
at 5. But even they played. That's the whole thing,
yeah,
right?
Stoke has played United, Stoke has played Chelsea.
And Arsenal. But
so good run of
I mean, given that Arsenal lost there and United only drew.
Yeah, so it's... So, 4 of their 5 points are against United and Arsenal.
Yes, and the breakout team of this season, Watford.
Watford is, I think, on a roll.
2-1. They're in the top half of the table. They're winning away matches. They said, fuck home matches. And they're winning only away matches. So, like, remember last week we discussed, is Burnley going to be the breakout team this season?
Yeah, I think
Watford is going to be.
And they've made a really good signing in Gray. He scored a goal.
You think Marco Silva is going to be another one-season Watford? There has to be a bigger club than Watford than calling him. If he does well here.
Yeah, I think he'll probably...
Go to Everton.
In the Premier League. Probably, yes, Everton.
Or
even Southampton for that matter.
No, West Ham. I mean, I thought
you said bigger club.
Dude, West Ham is a bigger club. They play in 60,000 stadium now. And they're a London club. So.
And they still can't win.
Yeah, let's talk.
This was the big game, you know, the game of the stadiums.
Before we come back to this, let's talk about the game of the stadiums. West Ham versus Tottenham. Tottenham away, so it was expected Tottenham will win.
Yeah,
and West Ham is playing in a stadium.
It's expected
so
they will lose.
They're going to lose. But West Ham came back nicely. Huh?
Yeah,
I
think Harry Kane has again proven that, you know, the August curse is a thing.
Yeah.
Scoring twice.
I'll start believing in God also now.
Yeah.
But West Ham, what's going on with Slaven Bilic? He's going to be fired at the end of the season for sure.
Much before the end of the season, I think.
Nahin.
Hoga. Definitely. the sort of results they're coming up with.
They're like, what, they're doing nothing. They won like 4 points. That was like a very hard fought win. So they do nothing. The only thing is the Crystal Palace are making West Ham look better. That's all. And
Crystal Palace would look, Mohan Bagan look better.
Talking of Crystal Palace,
you can't blame them playing against City and
but
City on their own.
To be fair, first half, Crystal Palace had two decent chances and it was still 0-0 till 44th minute.
But I think City have now finally decided, you know. And, you know, they rested Jesus, they bought in Sané, and then Sané gets a goal and two assists. Raheem Sterling comes up with two goals. So, so many options. So you have Sané, you have Jesus, you have Aguero, you have De Bruyne.
But he's not giving any points in the fantasy league.
Yeah, he got one assist, I think.
One in five goals. And then Silva, are they even playing Bernardo Silva? I don't think they're even playing him much.
Bernardo Silva is injured, I guess.
Well, is that what we call it now?
They're playing David Silva. They can only be one Silva in the team.
And then Gundogan is back.
Gundogan is back. Yeah, he played for the under-21s.
Yeah, and they're playing Fabian Delph. Do you ever understand why people like Fabian Delph? Like, I can understand if you're at least in the substitutes. Okay, you have some value to the team. Why does Fabian Delph want to stay at Manchester City? Or has he priced himself out of everything?
I think he has with the salary bracket. This is a problem with Arsenal also. When you know, you're trying to sell Gibbs, you're trying to sell Alcott, or even Debussy for that matter. These are all players, not just from the, you know, the transfer fee perspective, but also from the wages they're on.
Yeah, isn't Alcott on like $100,000?
Yeah,
£100,000
a week. Nobody's going to give £100,000 a week for, you know, half of Tottenham's, like most of Tottenham's squad. I think Harry Kane is at £100,000.
And he's the highest.
Yeah, he's the highest.
He and Hugo Lloris are the highest.
So the same reason, you know, City and Chelsea and Arsenal and even United for that matter, sign a lot of players.
Yeah, they have the money.
Very, very difficult to move on.
Exactly. And talking about United, Southampton United.
Again, I think...
Did you see the massive defensive performance of United?
I saw this one instance where, you know, Phil Jones was on the ground.
Oh, that was the most awesome defending...
Ever.
But Manchester United, man, whatever said and done.
Finally, Jose has his team.
They're just not, like, they're not getting beaten. They're like, we will do anything and everything, but we will not lose the game. It's crazy. They were just defending. And he said, fuck it, we are not going to win this game.
Yeah, they have...
We're not going to, like, you know, score more goals.
He doesn't care about scoring, winning 5-0. That is...
Yeah, that was amazing. And what about this stupid sending off of Jose?
I think...
Come on, that was
that
crazy.
That was crazy. It should not happen.
What the hell? Now, and like, yeah, you fine, we get it. Jose Mourinho is like, he's
the villain of the piece.
He's the villain of everything, which is fine. But doesn't Jurgen Klopp like run to the middle of the ground to celebrate after every goal or something?
Yeah. I think Jose just has that, you know, image going for him now, which works against him. This is... But yeah, that's just, you know, referees have been very crazy.
Then Everton versus Bournemouth. Finally!
Sarus!
Yes!
Sarus' lucky talisman.
My, he's a great talent. Umar Nias. So what does it take Everton to finally win a game? If I have to ask you a 5-mark essay question, what would the answer be?
Sell your star striker and not sign a replacement. Sign an old...
No. What would it take to win a game? Not to lose a game.
This is the process.
This is a journey.
You know, and then you go and you sign a rundown England striker who... Then you try and get him arrested for drunk driving so it doesn't start.
Try and get him arrested.
Then that doesn't happen. Then you get some. You pay someone to...
Injure him.
To injure his eye so that it doesn't start.
Dude, I mean, finally it took someone to kick Rooney on his eye, like eye socket.
For Everton to win a game.
Because if Rooney was not injured...
Nias would not get a chance.
Yeah. Why didn't he play Umar Nias for the first 6 games anyway? It's just so surprising. He just keeps playing same people over and over again. Like, they do nothing. And he still doesn't get Umar Nias, who actually played well at Watford.
Yeah.
Is it because I bought 13 players, I have to, like, make use of them now? It makes no sense. And who gets you points? Umar Nias. But what's the bet he's not going to start the next game again?
It depends on Rooney's eye.
Yeah, that is so stupid, man. I feel sad for him.
Yeah, and then they don't have strikers also.
Chelsea should buy Umar Nias. If he's going to play the same amount of, we may as well win titles. Why the hell is he in Everton? And then there's Burnley and Huddersfield playing a hard fought nil-nil, unwatchable, unbearable,
unrecognizable
game.
Nobody would even remember.
Yeah, it is like, you know, unstoppable object. What do you call that?
Unstoppable force meets immovable object.
Immovable object. That whole bullshit game. It was so boring.
And now, you know, this is just like you have a silver lining in a dark cloud. What is the opposite of that?
There was just cloud everywhere.
One cloud. I'm talking about, you know, City. There's news coming in that, you know, Benjamin Mendy might have a knee ligament injury.
But they have bought, like, they have enough people.
Still, Mendy was...
Okay, so what? They have Kyle Walker at least still.
Kyle Walker is right back. Yeah.
So, they have at least one fellow running
and then
up.
They got this other guy also, no? Who plays on the left.
They have one fellow running up and down all the time, so that's fine.
Danilo.
Yes.
Danilo. They got
so,
Danilo.
They bought Danilo. Yeah, so he can play. And he's a good player. Yeah, so there is no cloud and anything in City's thing. They are absolutely fine. They're rocking it. And they're going to play Chelsea.
Yeah, the next game week, Chelsea against City.
And Chelsea will definitely play with Hazard now.
Hazard is finally coming back to form also, I think.
Form, though, we don't know. But at least he's going to play.
Looking forward to Hazard linking up with Morata.
Yeah. Man, so let's again talk about strikers. This is like the second time in like 6 episodes we're talking about strikers.
Very, very surprising. You know, the strikers were doing all the work. You already have Aguero on 6 goals.
Aguero on 6, Lukaku on 6,
Morata on
6, Lacazette on 5,
yeah.
And Raheem Sterling also
five.
On 5, Harry Kane on 5.
On 5.
They're just scoring so... All the new ones are just like...
Yeah,
scoring.
All the new signings. So Morata has gelled in well, Lukaku has gelled in well, Lacazette got 2 goals yesterday.
Yeah, but I think this weekend, if you see, all the goals are just... Most of them are defensive
they
errors.
There were a lot of defensive errors.
So,
it was very high scoring.
Striker bhi nahi hai, boss. They were all just like...
Goal to goal hai.
So, okay, tap in equal to like a long range kick?
Yes, 1-0 equal to 1-0.
What nonsense. I thought you'll provide a contrarian view.
Yeah, as long as. And Lacazette actually missed a hat trick yesterday. He had a chance, he rounded the keeper and then he shot over the bar.
Man, tell me one thing. I just always wondered, what is this Arsenal TV thing? Why?
Arsenal TV is. So, you know.
Why? Why do they interview the same people in Arsenal TV? And why are those guys so outrageously
because
horrible?
Because the other people are, you know, too sane to appear on something like this. So, most of the fans are sane, but, you know, we have a bunch of.
Do you Arsenal fans watch Arsenal
no.
TV?
Most
no.
of the sensible people I know, or the people I follow, even on Twitter, or, you know, the fan base, they don't follow. They find it. It's very dramatized. It's, you know, just to rile up the fans.
Yeah, so picking up from there, do you think, like, Kieran Gibbs, the one on the Arsenal fan TV, that guy was screaming that you should not cheer any ex-player of your team during the 90 minutes. You think you agree with that general principle?
As a principle, yeah, I think during the 90 minutes, you should not be cheering for him.
So you won't even like say,
but,
yay, Kieran!
No, I wouldn't. For the 90 minutes of the game, I would like to be concentrated on my own players.
Yeah, okay. So.
It's not like I would boo him if he comes, you know.
Oh, but you wouldn't
but
cheer.
I wouldn't cheer him, yeah.
And what would you
As
say,
a matter of principle.
What would you say to people who cheer?
Nothing.
I'll tell you why I ask. Because I'm a Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
And we have ex-players coming almost
every
weekend.
I think half of the Chelsea fans don't know these are ex-players.
No, come on. We know everyone.
Yeah. Oh, Zuma was...
Kurt Zuma.
But Zuma was not playing.
Yeah, he was injured. That's what I was saying.
No, but even then most of your players are out on loan and, you know...
Kurt Zuma was injured only for this. He played really well against Manchester United.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is that, you know, in a loan clause, you usually have that clause, you know, you can't play against the parent club.
No. But now we've reached the stage that we have to sell them. There's no more loan left. Like, Ryan Bertrand is gone.
Bertrand is gone, yeah.
Right? So, Kurt Zuma will definitely go sometime soon. And then they have Dominic Solanke. Even he's ex-Chelsea. And
but then, you know, coming to
Scott Sinclair, who Manchester City bought long, long ago. Daniel Sturridge, ex-Chelsea player. Peter Cech, ex-Chelsea player.
I don't think anyone can boo Peter Cech. Probably Arsenal fans can, but Chelsea fans wouldn't.
Yeah, no way.
No way Chelsea
no
fans
way.
Would boo.
Yeah, but every team has... yeah. Nemanja Matic.
Mata.
Juan Mata, Nemanja Matic, Romelu Lukaku. You were Chelsea player for so long. Man, you are like half Chelsea almost. Okay, let's actually count. So, Arsenal we have. Man, we are done. Liverpool we are done. City had Scott Sinclair.
City had Frank Lampard.
Yeah, Frank Lampard. So months. Fine. Now they don't have any, but they had that gone. Everton. Really? We haven't sold anyone to Everton. That should be our aim for next season. Southampton. Isn't Redmond also Chelsea?
Probably youth team.
Probably.
No. Redmond is... I don't think it's Chelsea.
He seems like a future Liverpool player.
Yeah. All Southampton players are future Liverpool players.
Alright, so Liverpool we already did then. Then
who's there at Liverpool?
Are Sturridge.
Sturridge.
Boss, we have left prints everywhere. Crystal Palace, Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
Yeah. So Southampton has Bertrand.
Ryan Bertrand, ex-Chelsea.
Van Aanholt.
Patrick Van Aanholt. Oh my god.
This is so many of them.
So every team has one ex-Chelsea player.
I think
Liverpool has this Dominic Solanke guy also.
Is also there.
Then I think Tottenham has no one.
Tottenham doesn't sign from the Premier League. That's the thing.
Yeah, because they cost money. So yeah, so Tottenham is probably one of the only teams, one of the very few teams who have no one. From Chelsea.
Talking about Tottenham signed Llorente, right?
Yes. But he's like if Harry Kane ever gets injured, we'll play.
They should have played him in August.
Like why does this Chelsea have Batshuayi?
Batshuayi still plays.
Like yeah, from 80th minute, yeah, sure. So
no, but Chelsea I think did not miss David Luiz at all after the red card. Christensen.
Dude, they have enough defenders.
Probably
Chelsea.
The next game
they
will be a better barometer against.
Not really.
City.
You have N'Golo Kante sitting with Bakayoko or Drinkwater coming. So you basically have five. You have five proper defenders.
No, but then you have a team full of attackers.
That's okay. So
I think it's going to be an interesting game.
It'll be.
And it's is it at what? Stamford Bridge or?
It does not matter because City doesn't care about home or away.
They don't actually.
And actually when Chelsea doesn't care about home or play, they play pretty much similar home or away.
Yeah.
It's not like Man U. Man U, so you can see huge difference or any Mourinho team.
Yeah.
And Arsenal, though. Even Arsenal play the same home
Arsenal
and away.
Plays the same. This.
Liverpool also play the same. So other than Man U, all of them try to play almost the same.
Yeah.
What are the matches next week? Let us see. Premier League fixtures. There's midweek Champions League. Oh, yeah. So, I was telling you.
Oh, so, Atletico and Chelsea.
So, Jose Mourinho, he was so angry. Because following every away game of United, which is on Wednesday, they play on Saturday. 3 p.m. kickoff. And he's pissed off as hell. He's like, you guys don't even help us in the European competition. You guys do this all the time. Which is true, dude. Look at Arsenal.
Yeah,
why was the need to play?
On a
the
Monday.
Super Sunday can't be Brighton Newcastle. Just put the Arsenal match at least there. Why play on Monday for a Thursday game? And then you make them play on Sunday again 4:30.
Yeah.
So this is just stupid. You can't even prepare for like Europe. And Man U are going to like CSK Moscow.
And Arsenal is going to... Bate Borisov.
Yeah, but Bate Borisov, though, they can like get anyone to play for Arsenal. Like when like Aaron Ramsey can score a goal there.
You don't say that, somebody might die. This used to be a really big thing like a year and a half ago.
Okay. So
next week, Huddersfield Spurs.
Huddersfield Spurs. Oh, that Tottenham is going to be. I think Huddersfield Cup
first three games
mojo is done. So let's run through. Just who is going to win?
Bournemouth, Leicester. I think it's Leicester.
Wow. Way to respect Bournemouth, yo.
They're 19th on the table.
No, think... Leicester 17th. What bullshit. Okay. West Brom, Watford. Fuck, that's a good game.
That's a good game, yeah. I think, but Watford is probably...
It's playing away, so they'll win.
Yeah.
West Ham, Swansea. Swansea!
Swansea, yeah.
Go Swans! Swans also must have an ex-Chelsea player.
Very sure they do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Can't remember. Stoke, Southampton. Stoke is going to... Will, okay,
I don't know.
Will Southampton score a goal? Let's start with even more basic questions.
I think they will.
Shane Long? You mean Shane Long will score a goal?
Molo Gabbiadini.
Or Charlie Austin. They have good strikers.
They have good strikers, yeah.
Okay.
Even Ings is back, right?
Okay, where will he play? Manchester United, Crystal Palace. What will be the score line? Kumar.
It's home, so probably 4-0. I'll go 4-0.
They had to come make up for the goal difference.
Yeah, I will go with 4-0 United.
In spite of playing Wednesday and Saturday?
Yeah.
And you don't think Roy Hodgson would have done anything more defensive work in a week?
That's why I've gone down from 5 to 4.
I think it'll be a hard-fought 1-0 victory.
1-0 is...
And Chelsea...
We should be noting this down.
Doesn't matter. We'll just listen to it again. Chelsea, Manchester City.
This should be a good game, I think. It can't be goalless. Both the managers are not, you know, they're not Mourinho, that they'll be happy with a goalless draw.
Yeah, but they'll be happy with the point, right?
Yeah, a point should be fair, but I think City might edge it.
Okay. But, you know, the game of the weekend is not Chelsea City.
Yeah.
It is Newcastle and Liverpool. So, brace yourself for the 3-2 of 1996, which Newcastle beat Liverpool.
But then, all the games right now, Liverpool, either they draw 3-3 or they win 3-2.
If Newcastle just scored 2 goals, it'll be such a fun game to watch. And Everton and Burnley... If Omania plays, they'll win. If he doesn't, I don't know. I couldn't care. I only care about Everton because of Omania. Arsenal, Brighton.
I think Arsenal has another opportunity to cover up, you know, those points.
Oh, wait. I don't understand. So, Sunday, 4:30 p.m. India time is Arsenal, Brighton.
Yeah.
Isn't that too early? 12 o'clock kickoff.
12 o'clock kickoff.
So, they play Thursday evening.
Yeah.
In Borisov.
Borisov. And then they come back.
They come back by Friday early morning.
Yeah. And then they play Sunday morning.
Yeah. So, it's the same as... Why is Arsene Wenger not complaining? I know Arsene Wenger's problem. If he thinks he complains, then Arsenal fans will abuse him. You're just giving excuses. I think he's just decided to stop complaining about anything.
I think if anything Arsene Wenger does, there is a section of Arsenal fans who's going to abuse him.
Alright. Anyway, I think that's it for today's episode.
Yeah.
Well done, Kumar Khanna. We are the true radio pioneers.
Yeah,
here.
Video is a failed format anyway.
I know. Having said that, please look out for us on YouTube in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
But YouTube audio.
But this is just to lure Baru in. Nothing else.
Baru, if you're listening.
Please come back.
We have a YouTube channel also.
We have YouTube channel. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.